Tarzan and the Diamond of Usher. Ra, queen of the Hesse Hair, promises Tarzan and his friends their freedom in exchange for the Father of Diamonds. Instead, she has them confined to the Tower of the Sun. Hakeru offers to help them escape if they will assist him to recover the Hesseharian talisman from Tira. Tome, the only member of the party who knows where the gem is concealed, goes to the queen's chamber, accompanied by Darno, to recover it. Brian Gregory is held in the temple of Ma'achu in a state of suspended animation, and Hakeru agrees to bring him to the Sanute, the car which is to convey the party over the rim of Tuimbaka to freedom. Tarzan himself goes to the upper floor of the Tower of the Sun, to the chamber where Helen and Magra are confined. As the ape man and the two young women are preparing to leave, the door begins to swing slowly open. With a gesture of silence to Helen and Magra, Tarzan leaps behind the barrier. Two armed Hesseharians advance into the chamber, their eyes on the young women. As the ape man moves noiselessly out from his place of concealment, one of the guards catches the movement from the corner of his eye. He turns, whips out his bronze sword, calls to his companion. With his shout, he leaps forward, weapon upraised to strike. Tarzan slips under the blow, catches the guard by arm and waist, lifts him high over his head, hurls him head foremost against the wall. The second Hesseharian makes a rush for the open door. Before he has taken three steps, Tarzan catches him. The man's mouth opens to shout. Steely fingers bite deep into his throat. A moment later, the ape man tosses the unconscious guard aside.
Come, Magra. Helen, you've got to move fast now.
Where do we go, Tarzan?
Out. Down these stairs. Fast. Never mind the noise. If there are any more guards, I'll take care of them. Wait, we'll close this door. Now, come on.
Paul, and Atantum. Do we meet them?
Never mind them. They'll probably be waiting for us.
Where, Tarzan?
At the Sanute car. We're all to meet there.
Those two guards. Back in our room there. Are they dead?
Stunned. Unconscious. They're not hurt. Here's the outer door. Just a minute. I'll see if the street is clear.
But the door is open.
Hakeru left it so when he and the others went to the temple. All right. There isn't a soul in sight. Come on, hurry. Here. This way.
We're coming. Hurry, Margaret.
Around that building ahead there. Then straight down the street to the edge of the city. It's a long run.
If only Arthur and Tom and Lieutenant Dunno are there. Oh, up there on the tower. One of those guards. He's raising the alarm. Look at that low building beside the tower. Soldiers are pouring out of it. They see us. They're coming.
Back in the secret passage leading from Tira's quarters, Tome and Darno stagger along under the weight of the Father of Diamonds and its golden disc as swiftly as they can. Crowding past the cobra, they gain the dim, high-vaulted corridor of the temple, hurry along it toward the little door opening into the passage under the street.
Hello. So far, so good. Now, if we only can find that door. Mon Dieu, Tome, are those voices calling... This way, if we are found here...
If we do not reach the door to the passage under the street soon, it must be closed now.
If we have not passed it...
We have come this far. We must win through before that crowd beats us. The door is on your side. Watch for it, Dano.
May we, Tom. We have passed nothing that even resembles a door. And this... Oh, sacre, this accursed thing is getting heavier with each step.
Faster, Dano. Yeah. For the love of Buddha, faster. If we are caught, it will mean worse than death. Oh, we cannot be far from that. There, just ahead on your side.
La porte, nom de mille chiens, the door. Put the disc down and find the opening stone. Beat, beat. Hurry, Dom, mon Dieu, hurry.
I have it. Inside. Quick. Here, drop the disc while I close the door.
Hurry. Oui. Tonnerre de Brest. But that was cutting it too thin.
Yes, Dano. Much too thin. Help me to get the disc on my back. I think I can manage it alone through this passage.
Alors. Tiens. Alors. There. I shall balance it now. And when you are tired, let me try. Ready?
Yes. Come on.
Down through the dimly lit passage, Tom staggered with diamond and disc upon his back. Dano beside him, helping when he can. They climbed the narrow stone stairs at the end of the tunnel and arrived at the bronze door in the outer wall of the building to which Hakeru brought them.
Let it down, Dano. Oh, I must rest.
Yeah. There. Come with it. Oui, a breathing spell, mon ami. Then we must continue.
We still have a long way to go to reach the Sanut car, to the end of the street. If Tarzan were only here now.
Oui, my friend. He would pick that thing up as though it were a sack of feathers and run with it.
This door is in the outer wall of the house. Right on the street. I shall open.
Shh. Tom. Someone is at that door. Coming in. Behind that protection in the wall. Quickly.
Oui.
It is our venerable high priest, Hashem.
Et puis, ça veut dire the Council of 13 has gone over to Tira. Otherwise, he would not be free.
He is coming directly toward us. If he passes, he will see us. We must stop him from raising an alarm. Do you understand, Dano?
Mais oui. Oui, je comprends. We shall tie him up as we did Tira. N'est-ce pas?
Exactly. Leave him to me. Watch the door. Softly. Here he is.
As the venerable white-bearded Nishem approaches and is about to pass the wall projection where Tom and Dano are concealed, he pauses. His beady old eyes have caught a reflection from the golden disc leaning against the wall at his feet. He steps forward to investigate. Quietly, Tom moves out into his path, a grim smile on his lips.
Stand still. Pekanari, my phone, Nishem. Quietly, oh high priest, we intend you no harm.
I have him, Tom. He will make no noise now. I have... But, Tom, you spoke the... You...
I had forgotten for the moment that he speaks English. I merely warned him to be quiet in his own tongue.
Then you do speak their language. I had an idea, Monsieur Tom, that you knew more of all this than you led us to believe.
They speak the ancient Egyptian, Dano. I happen to be rather familiar with the language.
Pourquoi? Why did you not let us know?
No time for explanation now, my friend. We will go into that later. Find the old gentleman. Gag him. We must get on to the Sanut car.
Bien, bien, we shall leave him here then.
Yes, I shall bind his feet. Quickly.
Come, sir. There. Yeah. He is as safe as is the illustrious Tira. He will not get out of those knots so quickly. And now, si vous êtes prêt?
Yes, I shall open the door.
Alors, we will carry the disc between us, oh no? Alone, you will kill yourself before... What is that noise?
A crowd, sir. I do not see anyone in the street, though. Stay in the shadow of the walls. That moon is bright as daylight.
But the door!
Never mind it now. We cannot waste time searching for the stone. Come, Dano.
They are not out of this yet.
The crowd. They are guards, no doubt. Either they have learned of Tarzan's escape from the tower with Ellen and Magra, or...
Tira has broken loose from her prison and set them on our trail. They seem to be coming this way. The noise is getting louder. Faster, my friend, faster.
This way. That low building at the end of the street. The Sanut car is there.
Hey, if the others are not there waiting for us, we are...
Oh, look, Tom, coming around that corner into the street. Tarzan, Ellen, and Magra.
Yes, and behind them, the Aryans.
It's going to be a very close race, my friend. If only Akiru has won through with Brian Gregory.
Wait, hold. Oh, no.
Easy, Tom. We'll catch our breath. With Tarzan carrying the disc, we have a chance.
Here, give me that disc. You two look after Helen and Margaret. Come on, fast.
Tarzan, Tom. Oh, Paul, thank heavens you've made it.
Look over there. The temple door's open. Armed Hessians. Now we are in for it, Tarzan.
We have further to go than we have.
Oui, Tarzan. But guards from the tower and guards from the tomb. Sacre, this is going to be very close.
What happened to Hakeiro? Did he get through?
Yeah, we left him in the temple. He is to meet us at the salute car with Gregory.
Tarzan, Tom. I can run no more. Go on. Without me. Do not wait.
Here, child, here. I will carry you.
No, no. Save yourself. I cannot.
Come.
Ellen, my share.
Oh, I'm coming, Paul. I'll play that, but I'll make it. Help Margaret and Atan Tom.
Just a few steps. I'll throw this disc into the Sanut car. Tom, you and Dino help the girls here. And we'll stand the guards off until Hakeiru gets here.
I'm afraid we will have to go without Gregory or Hakeiru. I do not see him.
Come near, Tarzan. Those fellows are gaining on us fast now.
Here we are. Dino, help Helen and Margaret. Here's the disc.
Hakeiru, where is he? And Brian?
Never mind them. Get into the car and stay there.
Mais mon ami, we cannot hope to hold that crowd for any length of time.
There are too many. It is certain death.
We'll try to stop them as they come through that little passage to the sub car. It's narrow. We must hold them there. Come on.
Hakeiru! Tarzan! Hakeiru has come with Brian Gregory. Here! The trap in the floor!
You hear, Tarzan? Hakeiru has arrived with Gregory.
Yes. I give ground slowly. Back toward the car. Hakeiru! Be ready to let go of the brake as soon as we're in the car.
Aye, oh, Tarzan. I am ready.
Dano! Look, Tarzan. He is walking toward the car.
Dano! Move back with us. Do you hear? Come back.
The fool, he is walking straight into the ram.
Tarzan, look on him. Look, Paul. Oh, help.
Come back here, Dano.
Dano, thinking only to delay the Hessiharians long enough for his friends to mount the Sanut, rushes up to meet the foremost guards. Several of them surround him at once. He stands solidly, lashing out with clenched fists, a grim smile on his lips. A huge Hessiharian leaps on his back. The others swarm over both men as they sink to the ground. With a yell of warning, Tarzan springs forward to the help of his friends.
Bring up! Bring up!